Mishnah Nun Hei Yama Beis says the Mishnah as follows: Hanoder min aksus. This person takes a neder from clothing. Okay, so the person says they're not going to wear clothing. I guess mutar bisak ubiyaria ubachamila. So they're permitted to wear sackcloth because sackcloth is not regular clothing, and yaria is sheets of cloth or whatever, or chamila. How do they translate chamila? Ka'en yiriya hi. It's like a yiriya, says the Mefarsh. Okay, so it's not that different, but different types of these things. Says the Ran, all the way down, three lines down in the wide lines. That's not clothing. These are things you can cover your body with, but they're not called clothing. Okay. Amar kodam tsemer ola alai. Person says, I'm not going to allow wool to cover me. Mutoli kasot begize tsemer. And then he's allowed to cover himself with gize tsemer. Because gize tsemer, says the Ran, she'eino b'mashma el levisha. Okay, because again, what you mean when you say that is I'm not going to wear it, but just to put it on you, so that's not going to be a problem. Pishtan, not ha pishtan, the Bach changes it, pishtan ola alai. Person talks about they're not going to put flax on them. So mutal yiskasos be anitze pishtan. He can put anitze pishtan on. again, for the same reason, because that's not like regular clothing. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol lefi anoder. From Yehuda only would have told us this in the first Mishnah. Hakol lefi anoder. Everything depends on what the person who takes the neder has in mind. What does that mean? I mean, that's obvious in a certain sense, right? We always say that. All these conversations about what does a person have in mind when they make such a statement. Look at the Ran. Hakol lefi anoder lefi masha haya inyan hanoder b'shas haneder v'alize inyan nadar. If you want to know what he said, see what he means, you have to look at like what is the context, etc. When he makes the neder. What does that mean? So it gives the following example. Ta'an vehizia v'ayarecho kasha. So let's say he's carrying wool on his body, and he's carrying it. And it starts to smell. Okay? So wool, in case you didn't know, when it gets wet, it smells bad. So he's carrying it, and he starts to sweat, and it starts to smell. Amar konam tsemer upishtim ola alai. And he says, ugh, I'm never, I swear, I'm never going to allow, wool or flax to be on me. This is so gross. If he says such a thing, mutol yiskasos va'asa lahafshil al-chorav. So he makes such a statement. So what's the halacha? The halacha is he can wear that stuff. You just can't carry it over his shoulder. Why? Because that's what he was doing when he made the neder, right? When he was making the neder, he was like, oh, this is disgusting. And what he means is, I'm not carrying this stuff like this and, schwitzing with it. That's gross, right? Did he mean like, I won't wear a wool suit? No, that's not what he meant. He meant that the stuff that he was carrying was so gross, and that's what he meant to do was take a neder, not to ever carry it like that. Look at the Mefarish, he explains that. Right, to have to carry these things. Right, because that was the thing that was bothering him. Right, the way that he was bothered is the thing that he made the nether about. Right, not with carrying, not about wearing the clothing, and that's why it's mutter to wear the clothing. One thing, you have to look at the context. You ask, what was the neder that was made? Fine. Says the Gemara. Tanya, hanoder min aksus, mutar besak ubiyaria ubechamila. Right? So we said a person who takes a neder from clothing, so he's allowed to wear sackcloth and other, pieces of fabric and things like that. That's going to be okay. Okay. Ve'asar bepunda ubepaskia ubesakurtia ube Katavlia, Vanpaya, Upalinia. Sounds like the Seres Bnei Haman. Right? So all those things you can't wear. Okay? And those things, And those things you're not allowed to wear. Presumably, because all these things are types of clothing. Look at the Mefarish Punda, Ezur Chalul Shechogrimbo, some type of hollow belt that people wear. Paskia is the Paishula, which in Laze Rashi says it's a Ritsua, so it's some type of like strap that people use. A skortia, we're going to explain later. Katavlia, Malbush Shalur, Kashe Shalovish, Alahas. Skortia, so it's a hard leather piece that you wear on top of the escortia, okay, and the anpalia hushash balaz shaor. What's hushash? So explains the Lazirashi magafayim, which are boots, presumably some type of boots made out of leather, and plinia is a sinar. I think a sinar is also a belt. I think. But okay, so these are all, the point being, you can't wear all these things. And if you look at the Ran, he explains, Sakartia katavliya kula mine malbushim sha'or. They're all leather clothing. Ukul mefarish maya sakartia kituna ditzala chaluk sha'or. Shalovshim ha'avdanim al-bigdayim. This is something that, you know, people who do work, so they wear, you ever seen like a, you go to like these, you know, old Williamsburg, whatever, so they, the blacksmith wears like a leather apron. Yeah, exactly. That's what it sounds like to me. Something like that. You wear it over your clothing to protect your clothes. So like that type of like leather thing. It's very durable. Whatever. Okay. The point being, if you say I'm not going to wear clothing, the point is these things are still considered clothing. Okay. And michnasayim and kova, right? So that, you know, pants and a hat also considered clothing. Okay. My iskurti. What is an iskurti? Says the Gemara. I'm a Rav Barachana. Kitona ditzala. It's a kitona ditzala. It's a kitona ditzala. So again, Farah says malba shor, some type of leather clothing. Okay. Tanya, yotzim besak ava, ubesagus ava, ubiyiria ubachamila yipnei akshamim. Avala. So you can wear a thick sackcloth or sagus, which is ava. The Mefarish says sagus ava means sakhu ava tefei miyuria. It's a thicker material than a urea. But the point being, it's just like a piece of cloth, but it's thicker. Okay, and you can wear those things mipnei hagashamim. Yes, meaning that these are things that you wear to protect yourself from the rain, but presumably they're not considered regular clothing. Avalo beteva velo bakupa velo b'machzeles mipnei akshamim. But not wearing these other things, ateva akupa or machzeles, because of the rain. Those you're not allowed to wear. Okay. And by the way, just to be clear, this is a question in Misach HaShabbat. So this is like a. This is a neder question, but this is if I go out in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, so if I'm wearing normal clothing, so that's permit. I'm allowed to do that, and it's not a question of carrying the Alam Rosh Hashanah. So the rule is, as long as it's like a normal malbush, it's a normal thing for people to wear, so then I'm not carrying it. That's clothing, right? So I'm not, when I walk outside with my jacket on, I'm not carrying my jacket. I might have in mind that I want to bring my jacket with me, and that's why I'm wearing it on my way to wherever I'm going. But it's a normal thing for people to wear, so then it's not considered carrying. That's not ma'avir dalam shishus arabim. That is just regular, wearing clothing. So, but the point is, it still depends on the definition of clothing, right? So that's why that's the relationship here. So the point being, so just to be clear, so for our purposes, when we say yotzin, right, that you're allowed to go out with it, in the case of the nether, maybe the person made a nether not to wear clothing. So the things that they're going to list as things you can wear are things that are not clothing. For purposes of Ma'arid al Amshash Rabbin, it should be the opposite, right? Whatever you're allowed to wear, it's because it's considered clothing. Right, and it's not something you're just carrying. So let's just have that in mind. So I didn't say that before. So Tanya Yotzin, you can go out b'sak ava, u'b'sakos ava, u'b'yiria, u'b'chamila, mipnei akshamim. Meaning all these things you're allowed to wear on Shabbos if it's raining. Ava lo b'teva v'lo b'kupa v'lo machzelas mipnei akshamim. But not these other items. Okay. So take a look now in the
But you're saying it's a chiddush, right? Because some of those things
are the same,
right? And you would have thought
correct.
That you would,
okay. Yeah, correct. Good. So to take a look at the mafarish for a second. Yotzin b'Shabbos b'chol elu dvarim, these things. Aval lo b'teva shelo yakuf teva al rosho v'yetze demasui have. Right, you shouldn't put whatever a teva is on your head and leave, because it's not clothing. It's more like a, you know, something that you're really carrying. Like if you take a newspaper and put it over your head because of the rain, so no one's going to say that you're wearing the newspaper, right? That's your that's something that you're just carrying from one place to the other. That's not a regular thing. Fine. Okay. Now looking around, he also explains it. Yotzin b'shak ava b'shabbos v'lo amrin masoyhu. Right? So that's exactly, Jonathan, exactly your point. This is not, you see that here, it's not considered a masoyhu, it's considered clothing. V'lo sak mamish. Like ein sak. So the point is that this is not a regular sak. So I don't think Gemara is bringing this up to ask Akasha. It's just sort of like, it's like an interesting, you know, connection to these to the previous conversation. Even though, like we said, it's the opposite. You're looking for things that are not, you know, the things that are malbush are the things you're allowed to wear. But the Ron is pointing out, oh, you might be wondering, that sounds like the same item, and we just flipped the way we're reading it. Is it that thing considered a malbush or not? He's saying it's not really the same thing. It's a different type of sock. Okay.
It's like somebody saying compare and contrast.
Yeah. What did you say?
Like, it's as if the Gemara is saying compare and contrast.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Just like, oh, this is interesting. Right. The Gemara sometimes does that, right? Someone brings us another case that's interesting. You know, related halacha. Fine. If I asked you where are the Gemaras that talk about what you can wear outside on Shabbos, so you wouldn't have said in Nidarim and Daf Nun Hayam Beis, right? But that's the beauty of Shas. That's the beauty of Shas. But yeah, exactly. Or the confusing nature of Shas. Fine. Now continues the Gemara. Haroim yotzin b'sakim, but roim can go out wearing sak. V'lo roim bilvad. Roim are, you know, shepherds. V'lo roim bilvad. Amru. Ela kol adam, ela shadibru chachamim behoveh. And the truth is, it's not just roim; anyone can. So why do they say roim? Because that's who wears them. The person who wears them are roim, but anyone can really wear them. So again, it's still you know, this is a problem still a little bit for that run, but it's still not bothering us in the sense that, or maybe it should bother us, but it's still considered something that sak is something that you see a person can wear as long as that's their clothing. What you have to say is that there's a little bit of a different definition of clothing in this question of ma'arid al amshus shesarabim, right? That we're maybe a little more expansive in terms of what we consider clothing, as long as it's something that you wear, right? As opposed to you know, the definition of ksus for anoder mina ksus sounds like it's a little less expansive, and we say, look, that's not something really people wear. People don't wear sackcloth. That's not like normal clothing. Okay, if you wanted to wear it and you wore it as clothing on Shabbos, we wouldn't say you're carrying, right? You're still wearing it, right? But in terms of like, what is it, normal clothing? It's not normal clothing. And so, you know, it sounds like we're actually being makel on both sides, right? We consider it more expansive when it comes to the Hotzah on Shabbos, and we're a little more, you know, narrow when it comes to the question on in the net. But okay, fine.
But we're saying it can be considered clothing for purposes not being over
wearing it on Shabbos,
but
it's not clothing in terms of violating your neither. That's what I'm saying. It's a kula in both directions. Mm-hmm. We're very makel, Jewish people. Yeah. Okay. All right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hakol Lefi Hanoder. So Rabbi Yehuda said, like we said, the line that we've been waiting for forever, it depends on the person who makes the neder. What do we mean? Tanya. Kate said, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Hakol Lefi Hanoder. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda says everything depends on the neder. Hayalavush Tzemer. The Hetzar, the Amar, Konam Tzemer Ola Alai. So the guy's wearing wool, and it's like bothering him, right? Hetzar, yeah. Look at Ron, the Hetzar, Shamalbush Hayatzar Vinitzarbo. Right, so it's bothering him. It's like constricting him. Okay. So he says, the Amar Konam Tzemer Ola Alai, and he says, ugh, I'm not wearing. I don't want to wear wool ever again. So Asher Lilbosh Yomotolinton. And so then what happens? So then if he's wearing a wool suit and it's bothering him, and he says, ugh, I'm not wearing wool ever again. This is horrible. So what does it mean? It means taking edit about clothing. right? So then he can't wear the wool clothing. But he's not bothered by carrying a piece of leather on it, you know, a piece of wool, you know, fabric on his shoulders. That's not what he's talking about. Hayatan pishtan vizia. But if he's carrying flax and he starts to sweat, v'amar konam pishtan ola alai, he says, ugh, I don't want to ever have flax on me. But then he's allowed to wear it, but he's forbidden from carrying it. Why? Because again, that was the scenario. So the point just being, you have to have a, you know, it's a good question, you know, you do a thesis on how far could Rabbi Yehuda's Hakolifia know there, how far could we, you know, could we apply that rule? You know, do we, at some point, presumably we say, you know, that a person is restricted by what people normally do or say, etc. We don't always let it be totally subjective. But the point here is that the subjectivity is in terms of the distinction. Like what is he referring to? Is he referring to clothing, referring to carrying? So that you can tell by what's happening. But you know, I wouldn't say if he's wearing a blue suit, so I'm not, you know, that now he can wear a red suit. You know, I don't think we'd say that. But so the kolifia noted depends on a little more, you know, point being, when there are scenarios where we need help in terms of understanding what exactly he meant, so the context in which he made the nether will be the thing that will help us make that decision.
Okay. I assume asking him what he meant.
What he meant? No, Lachar, you could. Lachar, that would help. Lachar, what if he came to Chacham and wanted to, you know, explain what he meant so he can, you know, he wants to clarify where his nether falls. They might ask him, what did you have in mind? What were you thinking? Da, da, da. That itself might help them. If he comes to a Rav and says, I want to know, I made a nether, what do I, you know, what's Asr and what's Mutter? So what's the first thing the Rav's going to say to him?
What do you think?
What do you think? You should have made a nether, right? Didn't you learn Masechet Nedarim? But, okay, he'll say, what do you mean? Why is there Masechet Nedarim? That's not the point, right? But, right, so the first thing he'll tell him, you shouldn't have made a nether. But then when you try to understand what's about, so what's Mutter, Lachar, this Yisod will come into play. I'll call it Fiyah Nether, but what are you doing when you lashed out and made such a nether? Is that, yeah. All right, Yashikoyach.